Welcome to the Kemi Necfepil podcast, the Shift series. I am Kemi Necfepil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. As a coach, it is my pleasure and my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with storytelling and real-life situations to support you to navigate the ups, the downs, and the in-between times. The idea for this series was to make each episode short and to the point. I want you, the listener, to have more action time and less listening time. What you will not get from me is a formula to follow. There will be no top tips. I will not be giving you advice. What I do is create a space for you to dig into your own internal resources so you can focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Please note that as a credentialed ICF coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. Let's shift. Today's shift is for commitment. In episode one, I spoke about action because action is the tangible piece. We know if we have acted upon something or not. Commitment takes us somewhere else. Commitment underpins our actions. When we are committed, we have skin in the game. When we are committed, we are more focused, we are more persistent, and we are more resourceful. Trust me, commitment is gold. Before I share today's topic, I invite you to think of an area that is not working. And as you listen to today's episode, keep your situation in mind. Even if this topic seems not to apply right now, it may reveal something you need to move forwards. A recent client of mine wanted to begin coaching so that she would be able to understand and thrive in her family relationships. We began by speaking about her relationship with her brother, but it did not take long before we stumbled onto her father. In her experience, her father was distant and boring, and she was unable to connect with him. She told me, whenever he goes into one of his rants about what the local council has not done or how many pieces of wood each of his friends are supposed to take to the men's shed group, I switch off. It is so boring. And when I try to talk to him about me and what is happening in my life, he is distant. And I actually find myself embellishing my stories to try and hold his attention. It's ridiculous. I'm 50 years old and I still need my father's attention. Does your relationship with your father matter to you? I ask. Of course, she said. Are you committed to this relationship? I ask. Yes. So if you could shift this relationship, what qualities would be apparent? She paused and then she responded, there would be connection and fun. So what impact is there of him not listening to you? I feel like he doesn't care about me. And what is the impact of you not listening to him? I do listen to him, but he's boring. Okay, well, what is the impact of him being boring? Oh, I don't listen to him. In that moment, she realized that she was trying to get something from a relationship that she was not willing to give herself. She was not listening. He was not listening. She was distant. And he was distant. I even suggested to her that maybe her father might find her boring. We do that sometimes. We want what we are not willing to give. I ask her, if she is committed to shifting this relationship, what actions could she take moving forwards? My dad is always asking me to go to the men's shed with him to meet his friends, but I never have. I could accept his invitation. Anything else? I ask. He has also offered to do some jobs around my apartment, but I've been so frustrated with him that I've never actually set a date. I could set a date with him. And if you were to take one or both of these actions, do you see the potential of having connection and fun with your father? Absolutely, she responded. We used to have that and I want it back, but I see that I need to open up to him and I'm committed to doing that. And now it's over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where the client commits to action. Action that is relevant to their situation, their personality, their emotional, physical, and material resources. Think of a situation where you are not committed. A relationship, a project, your work, You may be going through the motions, because we're very good at doing that, pretending that you're committed, but the commitment is not actually there. What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not one action you are hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have the time. What action are you going to take today? And by when will this action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. Life is short. Choose who and what you are committed to and give your energy and time to those things, because those things are the things that matter most. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the chance to see your situation differently, given you a chance to reflect, or the opportunity to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work and to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckforpill.com. That's KEMINEKVAPIL.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.